Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Chulin. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Gimel. Hitzis Arosh Bebas Achas. If you lopped off the head of an animal with one chop, psula, the shechita is going to be possible. It has to be in a slicing motion. You're not allowed to press down. Hayashochit Hitzis Arosh Bebas Achas. But if you were shechting in the, you know, by going back and forth, and you cut the head with just one stroke, you just, you know, push forward and that's it. The whole thing comes right off. Emyesh Besakin Melotzav. So if the knife is long enough that it's got the length of the knife corresponds to the width of an animal's neck beyond the animal's neck, then kshera, then it's going to be kasher shechita, because it's possible that that's big enough to do a proper shechita. Hayishochit v'itis shnei rashim basachas. If someone was shechting and he cut two heads of two different animals with one stroke, im yesh basachim lo tzavar echad. See if the knife has the length of the knife is the width of both animals' necks plus only one more width of an animal neck, sheira, then it's going to be kosher. But medvar mamurim, when do we say that? Bisman shaholich v'lo hevi, or hevi v'lo holich. Then when do you need such a long knife? Only if you only push the knife in one direction. Avlim holich v'hevi, but if you go back and forth and back and forth, afilu kolcho, afilu b'izmil k'sheira, then even if it's a very tiny implement, even if it's just a teeny little scalpel, it's going to be kosher, because it's still being sliced. Naflasakin v'shachta, if a knife just fell on its own, you didn't do a mice, it just fell and it shechted an animal. Even though it did the shechita in the proper motion, in the proper way, psula, it's going to be a pasul shechita, shenemar, vizavachta viachalta, that you have to do the zvicha, masha atazoveach atochel. When a person does the shechita, a person can eat it. Naflasakin v'igbiyaf, and I fell out of the shochet's hands, and he picked it up, and he continued to do the shechita that he had already started. Naflu kelev bigbi, and if some of his clothing had fallen off as he was doing the shechita, so he paused to pick up his clothing and then continued. Hishchas esasakin va'afu b'chaver v'shachat. If he sharpened the knife, and therefore he was tired, so he began to do the shechita, but he couldn't keep going, so someone else came and took over for him. Im shakadei shechita. If the pause was the amount of time that it takes to do a shechita, psula, then the shechita is possible. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im shakadei bi. Or if the pause was long enough to even examine the knife to see whether it's smooth or not, that would be something that would make the shechita pasul. Mishnah Dalit, shachetes avesha to pasul kasagageres. If he shechted the food pipe but he tore open the windpipe, or shachetes agageres pasul kasavesha, or vice versa, or shachet echad mehen vehimtin la ad shemesa, or he shechted one of the pipes, waited till it died, and he never cut the other pipe, or shehechled the sakin tachas hasheni upsako, or he stuck the knife in underneath the second pipe and cut it from there. Rabbi Sheva Omer Nevela. Rabbi Sheva said the animal is a Nevela. Rabbi Akiva Omer Trefa. Rabbi Akiva says no, the animal is a Trefa. Nafkamina between them. They both can't be eaten. Midaraisa and the Yechai Malkus for both of them. Nafkamina is whether it's Metame. Nevela is an Avatuma. Trefa is not. Kalam Rabbi Sheva Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Sheva said the name Rabbi Yeshua. Kol Shenufsla B'Shchitasa Nevela. Anytime there was a psul in the Shchita, it makes the animal a Nevela. Kol Shchitasa Karai V'Dover Achur Garmel Lipas. Trefa, but if the shechita was a kosher shechita and something else made it not kosher, then that's a trefa. Vahodla Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva admitted that Rabbi Yeshevav was in fact correct about that hagdara of what's a nevela and what's a trefa. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you lop off the animal's head in one shot, it's pasul. If you shecht and lop off the head in one shot by doing a shechita motion, so if the knife is long enough, it's kosher, and even if you're doing two animals at one time, if the knife is long enough that it's the length of the necks of the animals that you're cutting plus one extra neck width, that's going to be kosher. And it only needs to be long enough if you're pushing in one direction, but if you go back and forth motion, then it's going to be kosher no matter how tiny the knife is. We said even if a knife just falls and does the shechita, if a knife falls and does the shechita, even if it did a proper shechita, it's going to be possible because you need to do maisa shechita. And then we said that if you pause in middle of shechita, and it was enough to the pause was long enough, and you paused either because you got tired or because your clothing fell or the knife fell and you had to pick it up. If the pause was long enough to do a whole shechita, then it's possible. Rabbi Shimon says if the pause is long enough to check a knife, it's going to be possible. Then Mishnah Dalvi said that if you shecht only one of the simanim and just yank out the other, or shecht one of the simanim, the animal dies, or you stick the knife in between the two simanim and cut only the second one, so it's machlokas. Rabbi Yosheva and Rabbi Kiva, whether it's in a Vela or a Trefa, but Rabbi Yosheva says the klal is that when there's a psul in the Shechita itself, it's always in a Vela. When the Shechita is done properly and there's some other problem, then it's a Trefa. So this, in fact, is in a Vela. And ultimately, Rabbi Akiva agreed that Rabbi Yosheva was correct. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey.